When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Thursday, September 5th. It is NFL regular season kickoff day. Chiefs and Ravens tonight. Packers and Eagles tomorrow. Jaguars taking on the Miami Dolphins 1 p.m. on Sunday in Miami. We did our full game preview this morning. That's going to be up, and y'all can go check that out for like kind of a full, expansive look at this football game. But now we're going to get into some more specific topics over the next couple days leading up to this game. And right now, I wanted to kind of set expectations for the Jaguars rookies against Miami. This Jaguars rookie class, it is big. They've got a lot of guys that are coming in and expected to actually participate, whether it be on offense, defense, special teams. There's some guys here that can help the Jaguars take a step forward in 2024 and obviously beyond. Some guys that are going to need to play well for them. So we're going to dive into the expectations for them against Miami. And every week we're going to kind of recap how these rookies play and keep track of it here in 2024 a little bit more than we did in 2023. So I'm excited for it. I'm excited about this rookie class. I think there's a lot of talent. I think from what you've seen so far, based on their college tape, their athleticism, what they've done in Jacksonville throughout the offseason, training camp, preseason, there's a lot to get excited about. So we're going to dive into it. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear. Become a channel member here on YouTube. So first round pick, Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think he's going to be playing mostly in that Z type of role, off the ball, outside wide receiver. I think he'll be on the line of scrimmage at times as well. I think they'll move him around the formation. So what do I expect from him? Make the plays that are there to be made. Like, you don't have to go above and beyond in week one. You don't have to make all these spectacular highlight plays. You don't have to be the featured wide receiver for the Jaguars, the top target getter. Those are not the expectations for you in week one. Now, it'll be very interesting to see if Jalen Ramsey's playing in this football game. He has a hamstring issue. The Dolphins have this game coming up on Sunday. I think the Dolphins also play on Thursday night, if I'm correct there. Let me make sure. But I think that the Dolphins have like two games in 5 days. Yeah, they play Thursday night, September 12th. So they're not going to want to rush Jalen Ramsey back to play in this game if he's not ready, right? Of course, you want your top cornerback, one of your top players, probably your top defender on the field, and Jalen Ramsey, certainly your top coverage player, but you've got a divisional matchup next week on Thursday against the Buffalo Bills. So I don't think they're going to rush him back. I know that Anthony Weaver said he's hopeful that Ramsey can play on Sunday, but we'll see how it plays out. If Jalen Ramsey is not out there, I think even if he is, you're going to have some opportunities to try to take that deep shot with Brian Thomas Jr. And if the play is there to be made, make the play. No easy drops. Make them respect that deep speed and route running that you possess, the length. Play physical and smart as a support player. You know, if you're asked to block, get the job done. It doesn't have to be pretty. It doesn't have to be perfect, but get the job done and give full effort in that regard, right? I think he can certainly grow in that regard. Every young player usually can, that comes in as a receiver being asked to block. But yeah, I just want him to be able to make the plays that are there to be made and show off his spectacular speed, which he does have. Just don't let the moment be too big. Like, he's a super talented dude. He has gained confidence throughout training camp in the preseason. I'm really excited to see what he can do out there. And if there's no Jalen Ramsey, that makes it even more difficult for the Dolphins, who have a good secondary. They absolutely do. Javon Holland's a great safety. They brought in the veteran from Buffalo as well. They've got vets at nickel and corner opposite Jalen Ramsey. But Cam Smith is not playing. If Jalen Ramsey's also not playing, I think Brian Thomas Jr. could take advantage in a big way. Second rounder, Mason Smith. How often is he going to be on the field defensively? I'm not sure. I think that they want to have a steady rotation, so I do think he's going to get reps. How many? Again, don't know. But when he's out there, just be disruptive. Keep your hands up against the pass. Ryan Nielsen talked about that today. On your way to the quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa gets the ball out extremely quickly. Keep your hands up. But be disruptive, you know. Use your athleticism, your length, the technique that you've been developing over the last several months to get into the backfield and just disrupt, whether it's against the pass or the run. That's all I would expect from Mason Smith. Doesn't necessarily have to get a tackle for loss or a sack, but disrupt the play. Throw off their timing, right? Throw off what they're trying to do, how they're trying to attack you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think that's all you need to see from Mason Smith. Third rounder, Jarian Jones. I don't expect to see him a lot on defense. You know, you have Darnell Savage, who's fully healthy now, Antonio Johnson, Andre Sisco. Outside, it's looking like it's going to be a lot of, obviously, Tyson Campbell and Ronald Darby. So will we see Jarian Jones much on the defensive side of the ball? I don't know. It'll be fascinating to find out. But I don't expect him to be on the field all that much on defense, but you have heard from Heath Farwell talking about how good he is on special teams. I hope he can play great on special teams. And if they do put him out there on defense for specific packages, they might want to do that because of his speed. You're playing against an incredibly fast Miami Dolphins football team. Do they want to utilize some of Jarian Jones' speed and physicality that he can bring? He's not the biggest corner out there, but he will play physically. So it'll be something to monitor to see if he gets out there on defense. I'm not expecting much in that regard this week. I think you want to have veterans out there that have been here and done that on the defensive side of the ball, especially off the ball, right? Fourth rounder, Javon Foster. Do not expect to see him on the field at all. I mean, maybe on, field goals. But he just needs to be locked in with the guys, with the rest of those offensive tackles, studying what they're doing, paying attention to what they're doing, trying to learn and take everything in to get prepared to play in the future. Fourth rounder, Jordan Jefferson. I think he will get on the field. How much? Don't know. Jaguars have an extremely deep defensive front, but play stout, play physical. He is a big dude with good length. Play stout, play physical, defeat blocks if your number is called in this game. And I don't think that's too much to expect from him. I think you've seen him be able to do that throughout training camp at times and in the preseason and certainly at LSU and West Virginia in college. He's a strong football player. Fifth rounder, DeAndre Prince. Don't think you'll see him on defense either. Special teams, he probably will be out there. And he's another guy like Jarian Jones that has great speed. Just execute and play fast. Play confident. That's all you want to see from a rookie fifth rounder in DeAndre Prince, who, again, if you haven't been paying attention, I thought he should have been drafted earlier. I think that him making this football team over a Christian Braswell, over some of the other guys, is a sign that he's moving in the right direction. I'm excited about his future, but right now I wouldn't expect to see him on defense. Fifth rounder Keelan Robinson is out with the toe. He is on the short-term IR. He's out at least the first 4 weeks for the Jaguars, so you won't be able to see him as a kind of gadget player on offense. You won't be able to see him as a returner. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is at this point. Sixth rounder, these sixth and seventh rounders here. I think the Jaguars really hit on some sixth and seventh rounders this year. Cam Little, make the kicks. Make the kicks that you're asked to make, field goal wise, extra points. Execute the assignments on kickoff. If you're asked to kick the ball out of the back of the end zone, get that done. If you're trying to get it in between the 20 and the goal line to force a return, get that done. If you're, whatever it may be, just execute. He has all the talent in the world. He's shown that throughout preseason, throughout training camp. Just get the job done for Cam Little and remain confident. There's no reason not to be. You've got all the talent in the world. Seventh rounder, Miles Cole. Again, I think he's going to get some reps here, right? He's the third, fourth edge right now, you know, depending on how you look at what Eric Armstead's role is going to be, and we don't know for sure. Eric Armstead is listed as a defensive end, but I think he's going to be playing inside as well. I think he's going to be moving around the formation. For Miles Cole, just continue to develop off of what you did in the preseason. Play stout, use your strength, use your length, your athleticism, cover ground. He can cover ground incredibly well with his size and athleticism, and again, length. So just execute the assignment. You don't have to go above and beyond. You don't have to do anything crazy. Play within yourself, play within the scheme, and that's all you need to do. So I have pretty big expectations for Brian Thomas Jr., but again, he doesn't have to go outside of himself because you have Christian Kirk, Evan Engram, Gabe Davis, Travis Etienne, all these other guys that Trevor Lawrence can throw the football to. Just when your number is called, make sure you're in the right place at the right time. And then Mason Smith, just be disruptive. So those are the guys that I think will get the most run, and rightfully so, as first and second rounders. But then Cam Little is a huge, hugely important sixth rounder. I think Miles Cole will have some relevance in this game. And I also think that Jordan Jefferson will get some reps defensively. And again, these other guys on special teams, just get the job done there. Play smart football. Heath Farwell is a great special teams coach. I think he will get the most out of them. But that's going to do it. Let me know what you think about this Jaguars rookie class, how you think they're going to perform against the Miami Dolphins, how you think they might perform throughout the year. Let me know in the comment section below. Really appreciate y'all tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Y'all have a good one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.